I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, July 25. Coming up, over $1 billion to be spent to develop the town of Falmouth. Government aims to achieve compulsory education for all children, and Jamaica observes Trafficking in Persons Week. The details after this message.
Calling all government pensioners in St. Anne and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On July 29th, the AGD will be at the St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, July 29th, St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church, 10 a.m. Be there!
Now the news. The Ministry of Tourism, through the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF, has committed more than $1 billion to transform Falmouth Trelawney into a premier destination by 2018. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett, who recently toured sections of the town, said $190 million has already been spent to complete several development projects. These include renovation of the Trelawney Parish Church, Falmouth Post Office, Falmouth Courthouse, and Water Square. Mr. Bartlett says an additional $1.1 billion will be spent over the next 2 years to complete the planned redevelopment of the resort town.
We have decided that the further development of the port side will include the completion of the top house to become a museum, and another experience will emanate from that. And then we have the artisan village, because what the artisan village is going to do is to bring Falmouth into the port experience. And the artisan village, I believe, will be able to accommodate up to 300 shops.
The tourism minister was accompanied on the tour by stakeholders from the Port Authority of Jamaica, Urban Development Corporation, Trelawney Parish Council, and the Trelawney Chamber of Commerce. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says one of the main objectives of the government is to ensure compulsory education for the nation's children. Mr. Holness says this will require that all children from age 3 to 18 years are formally attached to an educational institution.
It is a little bit more advanced in saying that everyone must be in school, but it is saying that everyone should be known to the state, registered in an officially recognized educational institution, meet a certain standard of educational attainment.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the opening ceremony of the Jamaica National JN Foundation iLead Summit in New Kingston Monday. The JN Leadership Summit, being held July 25 to 26, brings together principals, senior teachers, and grade supervisors, among others, to benefit from an exchange of expertise in school leadership and educational management. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has declared July 24 to 30 as Trafficking in Persons Week in Jamaica, ahead of the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, TIP, on July 30. The proclamation gives greater credence to the work of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, established in June 2005. Trafficking in Persons Week seeks to promote awareness of the crime and to decrease the vulnerability of citizens. The week of activities will include a country tour awareness campaign in St. Thomas, Portland, Kingston, and St. Catherine, and the launch of trafficking in persons studies that were done during the course of the year. There will also be a sensitization march on July 30, from the offices of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security to the St. William Grant Park in downtown Kingston. And the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, the JCDC, has received an additional $5 million to host street dances in several rural areas across the island as part of independence activities. The sum is being provided by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF.
Because we really want the celebration to penetrate communities and villages, I have made representation to the Minister of Tourism to get additional funds to ensure that the street dances are held in some of the remote areas where normally they would not be able to finance such activity.
Culture Minister Olivia Grange speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Minister Grange says the street dances will help to unite Jamaicans in the remotest parts of the country under the banner of independence. The dances will be held from August 1 to 6. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.